Hello.
This is Angela with XPO. I'm calling on behalf of the tech that came out to your home today from Best Buy. Is this Ms. Copeland?
Yes, it is.
Ms. Copeland, I just want to verify that he was not able to install your microwave. That's all.
No, and I'm so disappointed.
I'm so sorry.
I am so disappointed.
Tell you what you needed to do to get that handled?
No, but they knew ahead of time. You know, they knew ahead of time with everything that I've gone through.
Mm-hmm.
They knew ahead of time what to have and what to get and all this here. And now I've never been so disgusted.
Well, did they tell you what you need to do now to get this handled so you finally get it done?
They said I need a different kind of screw. This was already taken care of. I had talked to the... I don't know. Because of the screw. I've talked to everybody because I'm just disgusted. You know, I went on my phone last week, I think it was, and said I had canceled my order. I never canceled anything. This box has been sitting here now since January, and all I want is my microwave put up, but they're telling me about the screws, so we took care of that. I even talked to the company that was supposed to, well, Best Buy, they were supposed to pick up the screws, and oh, my God.
So you're saying that the tech that came out to your house didn't pick up the screws from the store before they came
had
to your
home? They had some screws, but it wasn't the right ones.
Okay, I'll put that in the notes to make sure they do that in the delivery notes. Hold on just a second. So this won't happen again. The next time you schedule it, you should get it handled.
I don't know. Because nobody can seem to get anything right. And I wanted to pay my bill because I had put it on my Chase account. And I don't even have it installed. It's just sitting here in my hallway.
Right,
and I've got to go and pay for something that I don't, you know, have even put in.
So, let me see. All right, let me see. Customer, Mrs. Copeland, said that you have to pick up the correct screws for her microwave to be installed.
And he gave me, he had a screw in his hands, and he gave it to me, and he said, you're just going to have to go to some of the, like, Aces or someplace and see if you can find them. You know, I'm 70-some years old. I can't be running around. You know, I went to, before I've already gone to Menards. I went to Home Depot. I went to Aces. But I shouldn't have to be the one running around.
Exactly. That's what I was about to
tell you. At my age, I'm out here ripping and running because I purchased something from Best Buy.
They should get the screws for you. They're supposed to give...
That's their job, not mine.
Yeah, exactly. They're supposed to give the screws to the tech. I put it in the delivery note comments. So before they come out, I told them to talk to the store about your screws before they try to install
them. This ain't the first time. This is like maybe the third time. The first time is when the guy brought it here, and he said, oh, these screws that comes with this microwave isn't going to fit.
Yeah,
then
it's the
I
store
had somebody
responsibility
else.
At that point, Ms. Copeland.
Yeah,
I'm
telling you, I am just so disgusted.
Yeah.
Now I got to go pay for something, and I'm really disgusted.
No, just call Best Buy and see. It should have either came with it when you bought it, or either way, they're supposed, it's their responsibility to get it to the tech.
But
I put it in the delivery notes for you.
I talked to somebody last week. They said, we got the right kind of screws for you. I said, thank goodness. And he said, okay, all they have to do is pick up the screws because your microwave is already at your house. I said, yeah. I said, do they know which ones? Because they came from a special place where they got these screws. And so... he said, I'm going to give you the phone number, and you can call to verify that the order was put in. And I did. I called them, and I said, you know, I have an order for these screws and yada, yada. Oh, and I still get the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's the store responsibility. But I hope you get that handled, okay? And thank you for dealing with XPO. You have a great day, and good luck to you on that. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.